Welcome to the Ecology and Research Channel. Green issues, ecology, incredibly important to embodiment. Obviously, we're embodied in place, we're embodied in a world. How we treat ourselves is how we treat the planet and vice versa. So this is super important, I think, for our whole planet. Research relates to this. We've sort of put two together there. We didn't quite know where to put research, so we put them in with ecology. This stage has lots of great speakers, people I personally enjoy, and it's sponsored by Forests Without Frontiers. So rather than sell a sponsorship for this channel, we decided, you know what, let's give it away to a green charity. Tree planting seemed a good one. We thought we can all get behind that. We all breathe air. We looked into a load, actually. Some of them are quite famous, but don't actually plant a lot of trees, weirdly, or other things aren't so good with them. This one, Forests Without Frontiers, really does the work. They're in charge of a really big reforestation project in Central Europe, but, you know, we're all breathing it, thank you. It's run by Nicoletta, a very cool lady, and just a cool organization that really does the work. The money goes, you know, efficiently to actually planting trees. I'm happy to be supporting them. For me, it was like, you know, when we were looking at our charities to support, a green one just made a lot of sense to me. That just was obvious. Please do support them. Links below. As well as that, enjoy the whole channel. There's so much richness in this topic.
Beautiful. That was certainly the perfect introduction to our talk. Let me tell you a few words about Marco Pogačnik and his session, The Dance of the Earth Changes. So from 1971, he started working in the field of art combined with integral ecology, geoculture. He has developed a method of earth healing called lithopuncture that involves stones standing on specific points and complemented with carved cosmograms. In 1998, he developed the Gaia touch body exercises to tune to the essence of the earth. In 2016, he was appointed by the UNESCO Secretary General as Artist for Peace and UNO Goodwill Ambassador. In this session, Marco will tell us about his experiences while working with the body and consciousness of the earth and the dance of transformation that he has noticed. So according to him, what we can see from the outside as natural catastrophes is actually the sign of the old time and space structure shrinking and disappearing while a new one is coming into being. So the question is, what are the challenges of this epochal transition? How to move within our own bodies in a new way? And what are the tools to be used in these emerging creative processes? There's really a lot to talk about and discover. So with no further ado, let me give you the work to you, Marco Pogačnik.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Should I put the video right now?
Yes. Yes, please. So, hello, my name is Marco, and in the beginning, I would like to show you a few images of my work so that you can understand better from where my ideas, insights, and visions come. As it was mentioned, I work in what is called geomancy and earth healing. This means that if I'm invited, I identify problematic places where I'm invited to do this, and I work with stones and carved with cosmograms, but not alone, but with groups of people that I have educated in this work. Here is especially important the carving of cosmograms. What we try to develop is a dialogue with Earth as a consciousness and with beings of the Earth through a kind of language that I call cosmograms or universal language, which is a forum language. You can see that the cosmograms are carved in a specific way so that the light and the shadow of sun create a kind of light image, because the cosmograms are carved in a concave way. So that through this light image, it is possible, especially what we call the elemental beings, to understand, to discern. So it is a kind of healing through art. Also, I developed Gaia touch exercises that you see now in my drawings. These are body exercises. Also a kind of language through the body to communicate with the Earth and different dimensions of the Earth. So I will not speak about this kind of work. I just show it as a beginning for the team that was announced. So this works are spread mainly in Europe and America, but also in other continents. And my idea is to create a kind of network of places where communication with the Earth starts. So that we find a way as a culture in a new way, through art, we can find a way to get in touch again with the planet that is our host and where we are happy to make our experiences, our growth, and I think it goes towards cooperation, co-creation with Gaia. And for this, we need a language. I do sometimes also some works in museums or galleries because of being able to communicate with people. Also, I write books, many books for this purpose. And maybe a moment we look at these are exhibitions in museums, and this is at my home, what you see now. But this kind of work is also connected to ancient megalithic monuments, because I think there already was a culture in the past that communicated through mineral kingdom stones, communicated with Gaia. Here are some more Gaia touch exercises. I get to know them when I work with certain places. When I work with a place in the sense of healing, then the place wants also give something to human beings. So I work usually with groups, and we find out specific gestures. So a quality that a place has, wants to give to us human beings to be able to develop certain qualities or awake in a certain sense that we have lost. I work also with parallel worlds. You saw now elemental beings, you see Gaia, and in relationship to human being as her throat, her ability to talk. So this is a little introduction. I think you could understand from this introduction that my approach is not from the scientific side, like ecology. Ecology is a daughter of biological science and is bound to the language of rationality, while art is not bound to rational language. Art is like other pole of our brain. Art stands for intuition, for feelings, for being, pure being, and communication. So my effort is, as mentioned, to develop this the communication as a means of healing, but also as a base for a process that I call it dance of Earth transformation. I can call it transformation. Different that the science thinks or says always that we are in a time of changes, which are atmospheric changes, changes in outer situations. I see it from other side. It is a different way. It is from my point of view, this is a natural process that the Earth as a consciousness and celestial body is going through. It is a path of transformations, which is needed because we have occupied the Earth with our rationality. The problem is not the rational thinking, but the way how we project our rational way to see life and the planet and parallel evolutions, that we see them not as what they are, but in a form of a specific language. This is the language of rationality. It is about 4% of our capacity, brain or consciousness capacity. We look since Renaissance, let us say, we look at life in such a very narrow, through such a very narrow angle. It has its good sides, of course, I don't say not, but it is still something very, very narrow. But it is not just thinking or looking at the Earth and nature, but it transforms then into the way how we treat animals, how we treat plants, how we treat minerals, and finally, how we treat each other and the Earth. So how I perceive is that the whole Earth is wrapped in a kind of a network of human thinking. In the 60s, we told ourselves, no, we told people around that we are anti-humanists. I am anti-humanist in the sense that not against human beings, but against the anthropocentric way of looking at the Earth and nature, which means projecting our way of seeing upon all other beings, but then also making it manifest in the form of our technologies and armies and wars and so on. Organizations. This is not a criticism, but it we need to become conscious of what it means. I learned in the 60s when we were working in art that we called oho, which is a way to put yourself into a being of nature or even a stone and try to look from there. So we are always looking from this narrow point rational thinking. So I try to bring in different aspects, and in this way, there is a possibility that the relationships will be different. So I do this work several decades, but there was in the year 1997 in the evening, there was a turn in my way, a big turnaround happened. And this was a dream. I had a dream that there was a big square with many people going in different directions. And I was running between these people and I was shouting one sentence, a relatively complicated sentence, which says, the reality that you see all around does not exist anymore. What you see is only the memory how the reality was. So I jumped out of the bed because I was shouting this sentence more and more loud. So in one point I awoke myself, I jumped out of the bed, I ran out. It was middle in the night and I try to feel I know how the ground, how it radiates. So the radiation should be about the height of the head. But in modern situation, it's much lower. But this time it was turned upside down, which means that there was no radiation up. It was underground, going underground. And this was a few days going on like this. I was observing it. And then this was the start of a process that I was observing 4 or 5 months in the next year. And in this process, I realized that the proportions between the elements of the Earth change. So we are now, the Earth that we see around us is the Earth of the element Earth, which means strong materialization. But we are moving towards, in this month I saw, we are moving towards an Earth of the air element, which is, air is opposite to the Earth, but not only this, there is also a different relationship between water and the air. So being in the era of the Earth element, everything is very much manifested and, let us say, hard. But the air element epoch that is in front of us is an epoch where consciousness is on the first place, which means freedom, communication, colors, dance, movement. But of course, it would not have a body. So the proportion between earth element and water element change, and water becomes more important for the body than the earth. Already now we know that we are mainly water, and that water is perfect carrier of information. So what we see around us, in effect, in the causal world, is built in water, in the information in the water. And then when the air element gets embodiment, let us say, in water, it pulls to itself minerals and earth's qualities. So there is a new mixture of the basic elements, and the new earth is able, the earth is able to change, is able to change the body, because you would say, how? There is no way of change. Yes, there is no way of change if the earth's body is so much under the influence of the earth element. But if there is a combination with the water and air, of course, fire is also there because we are inspired beings. So if this combination, then the earth can change. The change that I, so after next 2 decades, I follow the process of this change from the earth of the element earth to earth, which is mainly element air and water. And what I see is that there is a possibility, like doors open. I call them these interdimensional portals. And it turns out that the Earth is not just one sphere, but it is a cluster, a group of spheres that I call parallel worlds. So we are, this doesn't mean that we will die and get born in a new, different Earth, but that there is a process going where the Earth opens these portals and makes possible communication with the parallel worlds. One of the parallel worlds is that one that we lived in before we incarnated on the Earth. Of course, all cultures know, ancient cultures know the world of ancestors and descendants, or also the Earth is, as I mentioned, a consciousness, and this consciousness has also its own parallel world that we call the world of elemental beings. All nature is governed. It would not move. Plants would not grow without being translucent with this consciousness of Gaia, the earth, that we call elemental consciousness. Elemental consciousness, or no sphere, the sphere of consciousness that is making possible that the evolutions move. So I hope to give you a picture. It is not my vision. It is experience of hundreds and hundreds of workshops that I did different parts of the world, and very exact perception. This is not one of the main, now if you go towards practical, what can be done. First is change of perception. We are now perceiving through rational language. Our brain, we taught our brain a rational language, and so we see only the earth of the earth element, earth, we see. But we have capacity also to see more subtle worlds, worlds of this cluster that the earth is. The earth is a cluster of parallel worlds. And this perception is different. It goes through our body. The body is very sensitive, not brain, the body is sensitive. And the body has myriad of feelings, but we don't have language to translate, to understand it. What needs is to develop sensitivity mainly to be able to listen to what body feels and then allow to be translated into images, feelings, colors, sounds, which is a kind of creative way of perception. It is not, the rationality comes last. The rationality is okay, but it must be on the last place. When the rationality, the logic reads the images that our consciousness creates and become, get the clarity, what do we perceive? So one of the processes is going in changing our perception, which is, it sounds a bit airy, but it can be equally exact, this kind of perception that I work much on this training people and of course myself. So this is one of the streams of change goes in this direction. What we need, maybe I show you one of the exercises to follow this path. We need to, it is a kind of, Earth is doing a reset of its body. And similarly, we need also, the reset goes like this, that we decompose barriers that we have created between the rational world and the pluridimensional world. So this exercise goes like this, that you put hands in front so that they touch on the edges, and then you move along the edges in one direction and then in the other direction for a while, because this front is the world in front of us and the back of the hands is the world that is symbolically to say behind our back. It is called the causal world. In the causal world is that world of water with information. There is the whole, everything that we see and that we are and our body and everything is coded in the causal world, in the water information. So we need to break down the wall that separates us from this causal world, because if we are connecting, then we are movable. We are not stamped into material forms, but our forms start to change. We will not become ghosts. No, we will stay like we are, but in the quality, in the way how we are present, we are not just outside people. Like now, the problem is that outside people who are only in front without connection to the back, are very easy to manipulate. And we see in the COVID story and all around, constantly come certain large manipulations, and we don't know what is true, what is not true. But if we are connected to the matrix, the matrix of our being, and not just personally, but also as human beings, is in this backside world. So we need to break down the wall that separates and lose the fear of these other dimensions. And the other exercise that helps is a turn upside down exercise, which is nearly the same. You move along the edges, but in a moment, it comes a gesture when you have to go in inside, and then again, if you move, you see. I cannot continue because in when I come to this point, I need to go inside, turn around to get out. I cannot show exercises on the body because I must sit in front of you, but I can show you some exercises with the hands. They are also body exercises, another kind. So there are like different strengths of the changing. Earth changing process, but maybe before I continue, I need to say following: if we have fear of changes, and if we are hostile because it is always said. Oh, these are climate changes. These are climate changes. This is because humans are too much industry, too much cars. And no, this is rubbish, excuse me. No, it is a natural process. Earth cannot stay like this. Earth cannot stay. It is totally controlled by human electromagnetic grids and roads and, you know, the whole story I don't need to say, which means that we arrived to a point of dead end. We arrived to a point of dead end, and the crisis that comes, the financial crisis, or even before the breakdown in New York of the world's economy centers and crisis in migration, and now the COVID crisis. This is love from Mother Earth, if I may call her like this, saying, be careful, you are approaching a dead end, and there is only abyss. You must change your way of thinking and your feeling, be present, be in now, don't, no fear, be present in now, move. The body of the earth, let us say of the future earth, is already ready. We are, the sentence that I dreamt says, we are alive only because we are already in the new body of the earth. We are moving in the new body of the earth. And but with our consciousness, we are still in the old. Okay, this, we are in a transition, and this is all right. We are on both sides at the same time, I will say. But it needs this to be conscious, especially because of this, that the earth has, first time in her history, the possibility to change without cataclysms. This is possible only if we human beings are now developed that much that she can manifest her changes with the help of our consciousness. With the help of our consciousness and with the help of our body. So if we are ready to do these changes within our body and within our consciousness, she can, through resonance, bring this to the body of the earth. And she does not need to make cataclysms. Also, there is not a demand that all people would help in this process. It is good if there are, I don't know how much, as much as possible, of course. But let us what I am aiming to is to make courage, to make courage, you know, to you, so that you become more open to what you feel inside, because our body is also changing from inside. And if the there is a problem with the viruses are those members of microbiome that are at the door between the invisible and visible, causal and manifested world. And this is like the ultimate alarm that is now going on. And instead of going into fear, which blocks the process of Earth changes, a massive fear that is being also created, you can see it, it is being created, because there are powers that don't want the change. Because the Earth does not exist anymore, the Earth that is around us, yeah, does not exist anymore. So there are powers of the what we call the Black Goddess that are taking this Earth. They are trying to hold it and to eat it, so to say. It must be recycled. This is a recycling process. The Earth is recycling one of her bodies and at the same time creating a new body. This is just a frequency difference, maybe. It will not change what you see around, but it will be more translucent. It will be much more beautiful, and we will, through this being open to the parallel worlds, we will get tools for economy and for industry that we don't dream of. And with the help of these tools, we will be able to live more like plants. One of the processes is we move from animal being, science says that we are 98% animals. We move from animal, being leaning on animals towards plants. We are also plants because we are standing upright like a stalk of grain. So plants don't eat each other like animals or us in our wars, but they are able with the help of the Gaia, the Earth and the Sun, create their food, their growth and so on. This is a different kind of, so we are moving from the animals are beautiful and very important. They embody certain cosmic qualities and they must be there, but they move out of us to more to the causal levels. So to recreate, to become, because they are so in a bad state through our culture. And we, the plant within ourselves, you see vegetarians more and more, or vegans, this is part of this process, but it is more in consciousness that the plant in us goes forward. I had a dream where I saw that our houses are standing on the top of the tree crowns, but we are closed, all doors and are closed. We should open and enjoy, because plants are able to recreate the Earth as a paradise if we collaborate with the recycling processes that I mentioned before. This is already approach to a new kind of technologies. And the new kind of technologies is based on intuition and on consciousness. and communication. These are the cosmograms that I showed in the beginning. So we need, instead of creating with machinery as we do now, we can create, like we artists, we do create. Of course with hands, but first is consciousness, the intuition, the inspiration, the openness to these parallel worlds, and from in cooperation with the elemental worlds, the fairy worlds, and so on, and our intuition and capacity to imagine, imagination is the tool of the future, not computers or robots, but human imagination is the strongest tool in the universe, but not from the head only, but also from the heart. It is a new kind of head. The Basilica San Marco showed to me an exercise in Venice, showed to me this exercise. You take your head and put it in a bow into your heart. So for a while you hold it into your heart, and then you let it go up again. So you see, like this, holding, and then putting into your heart, holding there, tuck, it goes up. Even I do sometimes, but I cannot show like this, that I, from the heart, I bring it behind my back into the belly to connect to the primary powers of the earth, and then let it go back. This exercise is so important, please, even if you don't do the exercise, but the kind of consciousness that is not pure rationality, but is a heart, love. Not heart, but heart. I am not English speaking so well, but I think you understand. And one of the processes is that the intelligence of the heart is being developed. To develop. We have not just the heart muscle that the Egyptians called it as a seat of the elemental consciousness, but also we have the back system of the heart at the back that is sensitive to cosmic inspirations and impulses. And we have a core system of micro heart centers around the heart chakra that spread the qualities of the heart into the world. A human being is I call it heart machine, because we are treasure, cosmic treasure, because we have this possibility to create not just a society, but a universe. I call it earthly universe of the heart, because if these heart machines going around or creators, then the world changes, would change in a split of a second, because I call it heart system, which is partly also going down to the end of the breastbone, and even deeper into the pelvic cavity. It goes through the hole at the throat, and the third eye in the middle of the head. So this is the tool. I had such a dream 3 years ago. I had a dream. We were driving in a bus with many cars and around, and the driver became crazy and went out. Bus stops, and nobody dared to go to drive. So I went to his seat, and I never learned to drive a car. I never learned. I'm sorry. So, but nobody wanted. So it was going well. But now this moment comes when the road goes very much down, deep down. And also there was just earth, no road anymore. It is an image of this moment. And I didn't know where the brakes are. I didn't know where the brakes are. The bus was going down. So I noticed that close to the steering wheel, there is a membrane. And when I come closer with my hand to the membrane, and the bus goes slow. If I go a bit more away, the bus goes quicker. I understood that there is a connection between the human hand and the heart and the brain. There is this is the technology of the future, and we can simply allow our technology to be recycled. In the future, there are so wonderful, creative. This is art of, I call it art of life. Life becomes a kind of art. The perception that I said before, it is art. It is art of life. The how we move with our body and how we communicate with other beings, being plants or animals, elemental beings that represent the consciousness of Gaia. This is all based on art, on creativity. It becomes creative. Now we see trees around us, but trees don't see us. This is very sad. They said, trees said, oh, how we would like to see human beings, but because we are in our rational consciousness that people, trees don't understand. Nobody from a parallel worlds does understand rationality. This is a human gift. So they don't see us. They think they are lonely in this world. And here are human beings with such a wonderful qualities of love and such a creativity. We need to change. We need to change. And there are many, many different ways. I don't say my techniques or what I developed is the way of change, but there are infinite possibilities. Just move, just move. Don't stay in the earth that is going to soon to disappear. But there is also another aspect that I need to mention, and this is what I call earth healing. This changed after I started to move with the earth changes and observe. It means we need to invest our love and our creativity in helping the earth in changes, to change. And I believe we are capable to do this. So I think we are finished. Thank you very much.
We have the last 5 minutes if you would want to answer some questions. There are many questions. People are just amazed by everything you've been saying. So maybe you can see them and choose which question to answer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Show me.
So there's under your screen, there's a button that says Q and A with the number 6.
Where can I see it?
Or otherwise, I can just read for you the questions. I can read one that has been voted by other people as well. So we have Jackie that is asking, if we are participating in this great Black Goddess recycling process, would you recommend participating with intention or allowing the earth to speak for itself about what it's needed, regardless of the human need?
Our internet connection is fading. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So it's all right now.
Perfect.
Because of the fading connection, I didn't hear the question to the end.
Sure, I will go again. So Jackie is asking about the Black Goddess recycling process. So she says, do you think we as humans should participate with intention or just allow the earth to speak for itself about what is needed?
No, it is obviously that we need to be in dialogue. We need, one thing is dialogue with our own body, because it is in resonance with the body of the earth. But we need also to create bridges to the earth and listen to her. She is our teacher. But earth is a cosmic teacher, a cosmic creator. She developed the possibility to create a planet where life is on the physical level. This is very, very rare. And this is why I believe she is a teacher. She is a cosmic teacher. And we need to find way to be in communication with her, to feel her presence so that we get inspired how to move, how to do our changes. She has different faces. One is the face of the Black Goddess, which is the recycling aspect. She is decomposing the old. But the other is also the White Goddess aspect, the Red Goddess, which is building something new constantly. Not just now, but always she is recreating the reality. So we need to listen to her, to do perhaps some exercises of perception of the subtle levels so that we learned her language. We have lost the ability to understand her language. But she's speaking not just outside, as I said, but also within ourselves, also through our dreams, perhaps, or through our relationships to plants or to animals or to minerals.
Wow. All right. So I'm very sad to say that our time together is finished, but thank you so much. It was, I don't know what to say. It was just awesome. And I've been reading the chat that we will give to you. There is so much gratitude for you, for your work, and for the message you've given us today. Thank you.
Thank you for giving me this possibility to talk to people, which I like very much.
Thank you so much. Do you want to tell us where I and everyone else can find more about you and about your work?
Yes, there are books in many languages, also in Czech or in English. And there is also a book with this title as my talk, the dance of the earth changes, which is also in Czech and Slovenian, in English and German language.
Awesome. Thank you. We will definitely.
Yeah, also my site, www.markopogacnik.com.
Perfect. And I see Marta has already posted in the chat for everyone to write down and save.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Good. So I'm going to give a couple of final announcements.
Yes, please.
So if everyone that joined, like me, would want to go through your talk again and again, because there's a lot to think about and digest, you can get access to the whole library of the conference. You can do that by upgrading, going to theembodimentconference.org/upgrade. You're gonna get access to all the talks, and there's so much goodness in there. You're gonna get audio only version, which is very nice if you wanna listen to that while you're outside. And mind maps to approach the video. So a lot of very good things. And if you wanna discuss more about what Marco has brought to us today, you can do that in the coffee break rooms, which are a beautiful moment for you to get to know each other and connect. And that's it for me. But before we go away, I would like to ask you, Marco, like one last, tip, advice to stay embodied. And like the one thing that if you say, if you take one thing from this hour together, remember this.
Thank you.
Yeah, you must say something.
Thank you very much for inviting me. And I am always here if you need my cooperation.
One tip.
I should say. Stay in touch with your body and the body of the earth.
Sounds
okay.
A perfect summing up. All right. Thank you very, very much for this beautiful time together. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining. I hope you enjoyed the conference and that I will see you again very soon.
Michael, I wanted to say thank you in my name, of course, and in the name of Ecology and Research Channel. It was really very nice talking to you all these weeks. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I would like to thank you very much for our interaction. We really enjoyed it, and for attending our conference. It really touched our heart that you said yes. So I really hope to meet you again in future. So if I'm ever in Slovenia, I will contact you. So
yes, please. Yeah.
Thank you so, so much. If you have any questions, please get back to us.
It's a download.
If you have any questions, you can contact us.
I appreciate very much your work and the way how you reach so many people. This is incredible in this time when I am locked in Slovenia and I cannot go. Tomorrow I should go to Germany with lectures and so, but it is not possible, but you did it.
Great, that's so nice to hear. Really, that means a lot to us. So I really, if there's any other event, I will contact you, of course, and we continue your work. Please continue being the way you are. You're a fantastic person.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.